My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Randy Haltgren, representing his state's 14th congressional district. He joins me as the House, under Republican majority, is now considering, here on Wednesday, major trade deals that the president says is a major part of his approach to reviving the economy. And Republicans say they are grateful are finally being submitted to Congress for congressional approval. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be with you today.
Three different countries here being essentially evaluated for these different trade agreements: Colombia, Panama, South Korea. Some of these have been on the table for a while. As you've had a chance to look over these, are these generally good things or bad things for our economy?
Well, I think they're good things. Definitely these are going to create jobs here in America, great new export markets for our manufacturers and our farmers, and that's good in a time when we see as a nation we're still suffering under 9.1% unemployment. Back in Illinois, we're still at about 9.9% unemployment, so it is about time. It's been frustrating that it's taken so long for these to move forward. They've been sitting over at the White House for a long, long time. Much of the work on this was done in the previous administration, so I'm grateful that it's moving forward, that we're going to have a vote on it today, and hopefully we can get these passed.
Now, these trade deals, of course, cannot be amended. So as you look through them, are there any things that you see as particularly good or that you have to particularly swallow hard since you can't make changes?
No, I feel good about them. You know, there's so much work that's been put into these, but I really do feel like it opens up significant markets where we have been at a significant disadvantage to other nations. There's been other nations who have been stepping in. We have products that absolutely are in demand in these countries, and it is really, I think, about time for us to move forward on it. So I'm excited about it. I think it is the right thing to do. It will be something that will create jobs. We see it just in Illinois where just for our agriculture exports in 2010, it was almost $6 billion that we had and about almost 50,000 jobs statewide through agriculture. And these open up three new significant markets for agriculture and for manufacturing. I also represent many Caterpillar employees from where I'm from, and this is a very significant step for them. Kraft is also a company that's significant in Illinois and opens up new markets for them as well. So I think this is an important step, one that's long overdue, but I'm grateful that it's moving forward now.
In terms of those who come out and say that these sorts of deals basically end up moving jobs to other countries, clearly you disagree with that. Explain to them why.
Well, I do disagree with that. I think what we're seeing is there's a demand for our products, made in America products, but purchased in these other countries. And these countries, many of them, their economies are growing, and they're looking for more things to purchase. And this is an opportunity for us to be making things here in America, growing crops in Illinois and other places, and having that exported to these other countries, and keeping us on a competitive basis so that they're going to want to purchase our products and our goods and things that are grown here in America as well. So this is a great step for us, very, very important that this is going to move forward today, hopefully through the Senate as well, and get the president's signature on this just to get people working again as quickly as we can.
Do you see something special about these three countries, or is it simply the opportunity to create more free trade relationships with countries which, as you mentioned, do have growing economies?
Well, I think both. You know, these are countries that have been good allies to us in the regions where they're located. We've worked closely with them, and yet for a lot of frustrating reasons have not been able to get these free trade agreements through more quickly. So I think certainly just the relationship there, it makes sense for us to have these type of this type of trade agreement. But also, as I mentioned before, just the growth and the demand in these countries for products and for agricultural products as well as manufactured products, there is a demand there. And I think immediately we will be able to see an increase in exports to these countries. And that's going to mean immediately an increase in job opportunity in my district and other districts throughout the nation.
We're talking with Illinois Congressman Randy Haltgren. And sir, I'm sure you're just happy to have the deals on the floor at this point. But any explanation given as to why it took as long as it did to get them there?
Well, you know, I think the unions have been fighting against some of this. I just think they're, you know, misguided in their fight. I think this is absolutely something that's going to open up opportunities for jobs. We've got to do everything that we can to get people working again. As I've been traveling around my district, meeting with small businesses, and what we see is small businesses are providing about 65% of all jobs. So that's got to be our focus, is getting small businesses hiring again. A big thing that they are struggling with is having people who will buy their product, buy what they are manufacturing, or if it's farmers, buying the goods that they're growing, the crops that they're growing. So, I think this is a very important step. There have been some people who have been afraid of these things. I think this is something that we'll see will result in job creation here in America, and specifically we're going to see it in my area in Illinois that I represent.
And last question before we let you go. It's not too often that this House Republican majority and the president have come to an agreement on an issue that they both believe will help create jobs. Do you see any other areas for common ground?
Well, I hope so. You know, there were some other things that we had talked about and that the president had talked about as far as dealing with out-of-control regulation. That's something he talked about in his address a few weeks ago and also earlier in the year. So I hope there are some things that we can do to take away some of the burden that our small businesses are feeling, provide greater markets for them to be able to sell their goods, and also to address this really broken tax system that punishes productivity. I think these are some of the things that I hope we can work on. And as we do that, I think we'll regain the confidence of small business and also regain the confidence of consumers to get this economy growing again.
Well, we'll watch the votes in the House, the Senate, and if, in fact, there can be some progress on those other issues you just mentioned. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Illinois Republican Congressman Randy Haltgren, 14th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.